The eyes of the nation were once again on Wisconsin this week when Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris hosted a huge rally in Eau Claire with her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. The Republican VP, J.D. Vance, came to town too. Here and Now reporter Merv Seymour was there.
The push for key votes in key swing states in the 2024 presidential election has made its way to rural parts of western Wisconsin.
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
For the second time in just over 2 weeks, candidate Harris and Air Force Two are back in Wisconsin as she fires up support in her run for the White House.
So let's make sure Tim Walz goes from Midwest nice to Midwest vice!
In front of her biggest crowd ever in Wisconsin, an estimated 12,000 people packed the fairgrounds of the Eau Claire Event District in the area known as High Country.
I think we had most of western Wisconsin here and half of Minnesota.
Then you have my good friend and our next door neighbor, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
With top Wisconsin Democrats paving the way.
Hello, everybody. We love you.
And a mini-concert from hometown Grammy-winning singer Bon Iver. This time, candidate Harris has come to introduce her newly announced running mate to rural Wisconsinites, with hopes that they and other Midwesterners like what vice presidential candidate and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz brings to the ticket as a former military man, teacher, and high school football coach.
I don't need you telling me about our health care. I don't need you telling us who we love. And I sure the hell don't need you telling us what books we're going to read.
The path to the White House runs right through this state. And with your help, we will win in November. We are going to win.
Getting inside High Country to see this Democratic duo hasn't been easy. Some walked for miles and waited in traffic for hours to be a part of the growing momentum of the Harris campaign.
And what do you like about Walz as a candidate for vice president? He's just one of us. He's a good old upper Midwest boy. And as they say, you can sit down at a coffee shop with Walz and feel right at home. He's just like my next door neighbor.
Well, I think it will be really important because there's still a lot of rural, and maybe he can relate to that dynamic of the population that maybe Kamala wouldn't, but I think that will really help open some people's eyes.
This isn't the only high-powered political campaign swinging through Eau Claire. Right now across town, Vice Presidential Republican candidate J.D. Vance is here to also rally the troops.
What can you do for Wisconsinites up here in the upper Northwest?
Vance spoke directly to Wisconsinites in a 30-minute question and answer session, specifically with Wisconsin-based reporters.
What is your winning message?
Why would people in Wisconsin want to have a beer with you?
He accuses candidate Harris of dodging the media.
She's running from the media, refusing to answer tough questions, and hoping that a basement campaign is going to earn her a promotion.
He says he wants people to know he's stumping in the shadows of the Harris-Walz campaign to offer voters a contrast. With less than 3 months until Election Day, it's unlikely this will be the last time these two campaigns cross paths in Wisconsin, as they continue to crisscross battleground states to woo voters in small, large, and rural rallies. Reporting for Here Now, I'm Murph Seymour.